Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Let's all stand one more time. We get started here and come before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you. You're here with us today, always are, 24 hours a day. And Father, we stand before you as the body of Christ, those watching on social media that join us. Lord, we stand before you, a mighty God, in a world that is seemingly getting darker as you told us it would.
Yes.
But you've overcome this world.
Amen.
So Lord, we can look to you. We can have rest and peace in our hearts without turmoil and stress, and realizing that you, Lord, are the final result of everything in this world. And you are God. And we thank you, Lord. Today we commit this time to you, Lord, to lift up your name and, Lord, to speak your word that would bring conviction, that would hopefully bring joy and peace and whatever needs to be done in our life, because your word is a living word. It will accomplish what it was sent forth to do. No matter how it's spoken, it's going to be accomplished because it's your word. So, Lord, we put our trust in you right now. Let your love flow throughout this body right now, Father. Let there be a unity within the body of Christ. Lord, you said you're coming for those. We're waiting for you, Lord. You said you're going to come for those who love your appearing. And Lord, we love the appearing of you. Lord, you said you are coming for them that are watching from the eastern sky, Lord. And we're waiting, Father. And one of these soon days, we're going to hear a trumpet. And Lord, the dead in Christ will rise first from the graves. And those, we're waiting for that day, Lord. We're waiting for you. The center of the whole thing, Lord, will be you. And so, Father, put expectation in our hearts even today. Let it minister to somebody. Let it be conviction to somebody. Let it help direct us. And we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. In every hallelujah. So my message today, for today, I was thinking, I think I found one. How many are hoping you want to be mad? Okay, I'm here for you. I'm going to preach today on the heading, thought of uncovering the deception of hidden people. Uncovering, you've heard of the Epstein files. All over the news, huh? We have been told. But you know, God's got a file too. And I name the Lord's file, but where it says, but there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. Now, God already knows who's on the Epstein file.
Yep.
He already knows. Name on a file that I'm going to be preaching on today. The Bible is filled with verses about hidden things being revealed, reflecting God's will known to his people. And throughout Scripture, God has promised to reveal what is hidden in his time and according to his purpose. And he's going to do that. 1 Corinthians 2:10 says, he revealeth them unto us by his Spirit. The Holy Spirit. And we often think of our homes and our friendships as safe havens, free from deception and hidden agendas. But they're not. God is getting ready to enter this earth, and he is calling the body of Christ to repent.
Yes.
Dangerous times, even when we hear peace, 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 there's going to be sudden destruction. God's people need to be ready.
Yeah.
In order so that we look at our hearts and we're ready when that thing happens. The truth is that there are hidden people everywhere. There are hidden people that are hiding today. And they think they're going to get away with things, and they're really not. And that's why we preach salvation. Get out of the darkness that they find themselves in, a created darkness, and that there's hope for those who may be living. 7 says, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, within full of dead uncleanness. There's people around us that seemingly look perfect, that their world is perfect, everything is right. But see, God knows the deep things, the hidden things. And that's what he looks at, the heart. He doesn't look at our exterior, whether I have Oda. He looks at my heart. He looks at your heart. And we need to be aware of that right now, because God is cleaning house in the world, and he's doing in homes. Yes. Things are being revealed, if you haven't noticed, people. Preachers are being revealed that had dark secrets getting out of the ministry because they've been exposed. They thought nobody would ever find out. People within churches are being exposed. Satan can do a work on us if we stay in the dark. But if we get into the light, we can be forgiven. And we can, amen? Think things, whatever that case may be. People that we know, family, friends, co-workers, may seem like the night we want to meet. But beneath it sometimes lurks evil and abuse, and sometimes of children and spouses. One day it will be revealed. Now the people that we see in the news every day, a lot of crime and a lot of evil happening in our world, and a lot of them think they've gotten away with it, and they're smiling and they're still gloating and arrogant in our world. But one day, whether here or in the one to come, it's going to be revealed. Yes. Gives us in Matthew chapter 18:6. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, the millstone were hanged about his neck. Warning, isn't it? Yeah. And today children are being abused by the multitudes, by the hundreds of thousands. Even in this country. But even in homes today, whether Christian or non-Christian, there's children in homes being abused. That's children. Yes. He sees it all. And you know, a millstone is, they say, is an average of between 1,600 and 3,000 pounds. They use for grinding and everything in Scripture. But God said it's better you have one of those hung around your neck and drown in the sea than you abuse one of my children. Listening by social media today, and you've been abusing children, that's your future unless you repent. These are old. A lot of families, a lot of young people abused by people they thought would never abuse them. And by the way, that means woman too, when it says, verse 7 says, woe to that man. Man, meaning mankind, means woman too, if a woman is abusing. This verse emphasizes the seriousness of leading others, especially children or the innocent, into sin, or causing those who are innocent or vulnerable. God is upset with that. Worthy, again, loving and loyal, but beneath the surface they may be hiding secrets, manipulating situations, or even working against us today. But stay away. Matthew 10, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. It's going to happen sooner or later. If you are the person, children or other people's children, you will be exposed. Guaranteed, 100%. If in your heart anything of about children, get it out, repent of it.
Amen.
Of truth. It's going to happen, whether it be in our lifetime or judgment time. It's going to happen. 1 Corinthians 4:5 says, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of hearts, and then shall every man have praise to God. Justice is going to be done. And I want to encourage you, anyone hearing my voice here or on social media, if there's anything in your hearts, in your homes that you're hiding, secretly, wherever, blood, turn away from it, walk away from it, and bring it to the Lord. Yeah. And once you do, the devil will have nothing more on you. Yeah. Yeah. Your spouse or your children, you're in bondage. You're controlling your home by anger, you're in bondage. Because I want to be a mean guy. I'm not even touching the surface of what I'm going to tell you today. God takes it, sacred abuses, things that destroy others and ourselves. He takes it seriously. Paul reminds us in this scripture, the Corinthians have a heart, and that's true. He does. While we may be unaware of someone's true motives, God will reveal them at the proper time. God knows the true motive of every motive. Nothing's hidden. So it's better to get right with Jesus, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's better to go to the Lord in prayer and say, God, forgive me because I've been thinking stinking things, thinking I'm getting away, but God, help me and deliver me from it right now. Amen. And he'll give you the power to walk away. I don't care what that is. However, if you repent, God will give you the power through the Holy Spirit to walk away and get your life cleaned up, which he does the cleaning, not you.
Amen.
Try. Because once you get done, you'll be dirty once you get done. It's only through the blood,
amen,
which I preached on last week.
Yeah.
It's the blood that cleanses. Numbers, oh, by the way, verse 13 of 1 Corinthians 4, 5 here that I just quoted, you go to by fire. Numbers 32, 23 says, but if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord. When you and I sin, in whatever capacity that is, we're sinning against God.
Yeah.
Sin is against God. He'll find you out. And it has all down through history. You can go into Scripture and find, even through the Old Testament and New Testament, sins have been revealed. Sometimes rebellious people are revealed to warn others of the rebellious people. That's why they put on the internet today so you can be aware of a child molester in your neighborhood. But then there are others that God reveals only for their good that they come. But he hates sin because it's against him. No sin against God will remain secret, nor will it remain, God doesn't know anything about it. Jesus said, I'll take your sin and I'll throw it into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember it again. That's why if you repent, get it under the blood, turn away from it, and never to go back to it.
Yeah.
And God will forgive you because he's a loving, forgiving God. The concept of hidden people, how to identify them, what we can do to protect ourselves. Hidden be our sanctuaries, but sometimes hidden people can be lurking in plain sight, living in darkness. God wants us, people who have been destroyed by secret sin within homes, abuses, and all kinds of things, murders, and all kinds of evil things daily. Ephesians 5:11 says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather in a home, and you know there's abuse going on in your home, whether it be for the spouse or the children, it needs to be exposed by you. Don't compromise. Cover it up. Expose them. You're not to have fellowship with dark as they are. That's why the abortionists get mad because that the person who supports it that have never done an abortion are as guilty as the ones who do in the home. If a mom or dad knows a child is being abused in that home and they're saying nothing about it, shame on them, and they're in danger of hellfire along with the other person.
Amen.
Never to compromise.
Amen.
If you know it, they got to get out of it. You get out of it. You take the child out of it. The spouse leave if they're being physically abused. This can include family members, roommates, spouses. Proverbs 28:13, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whoso confesses and forsakes, thank God for mercy. Before I was a Christian, I needed mercy.
Yes. Yes.
I still need mercy. I'm not a perfect guy either. Third sin, that is rationalizing his or her sin in order to avoid confessing it, where confessing involves naming the name it before God, get it before him, confess it to a loved one if you need someone you can trust, and get it under the blood. Yes. Clean your homes, not just Crossfire. Yes. Even though if the word fits, hear it. Luke made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Did you hear that? Nothing will be hidden. Nothing. Unless it gets repented of. And if it isn't repented of, judgment day is coming. Maybe sooner than later. Maybe a person will drop dead in their scary, huh? This is the day of salvation.
Yes.
Now, do it now. Repent now. Get it out. Sobering warning to those who feel that they can sin or cheat with impunity because no one knows. No one knows. Sooner can you imagine the great white throne judgment, what that's going to be? You don't want to be there. You don't even want to be at the judgment seat of Christ with secret sin. You're going to know. Signs of hidden people in our homes may include unexplained changes in behavior or mood. Secretive phone calls or time or absences. Dishonesty or evasiveness, trying to get away with something. This is repeated again from Matthew 10:26, Luke chapter 2, and then I'm going to read verse 3. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which he has spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. It accurate, but it hit me. They say like radio vibes or signals that come from our radios or even our voices and everything go out into eternity, and they're going and going. Right here in the scripture, everything we speak, everything spoken in darkness, right? And that which he has spoken in the ear in the closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. Here Jesus warns his disciples that even their private words and actions, he's concerned about it because that's how the devil works in secret. Deception and secrecy. And Jesus was constantly bringing that out. He brought out to her and let her know that nothing was secret. She thought she was going to hide it from Jesus. But Jesus, in his polite, gentleman way, not telling the truth or the whole truth, but I already know it. Hidden people in our friendships. Our friendships are built and infiltrate these relationships. I told you the story about when we were in a church in Fargo, a young lady, a Christian counselor. Well, the Christian counselor was lesbian. She got that young gal killed herself. She had 4 children. That's what secret sin does. Be aware of people. You don't have to be paranoid, but always be discerning and aware of what's going on. Listen to people. But, sad, but it can include our friends. We've got to be careful sometimes. If somebody's not, you don't want to be mixed up in. That's why if you live bold for Jesus, your friends aren't going to be around you. They're living in secret. When I lived in Sioux Falls, one of my best friends, we got saved together. He was a drug pusher. Him and I did bus ministry. We started together. Had a lot of great times. We did a lot of things together. Traveled. Went to different Christian meetings. But he got into sin. And I said, scripturally, no. To be happy. Blessed is the man. Happy is he who puts his trust in the Lord. Well, long story was witness. He didn't want any more kids, but the woman he married had 4 kids. But when I told him and I warned him before that all happened, I was with him and pat him on the head, says, oh, that's okay. I understand. God understands. We're only human. Stand for what you believe that are living in secret sin. They'll be convicted every time you come around, and they'll be scared. They'll be aware that there's something. And only reach out when they need something. This is a person who claims to be a friend, taking but never giving. Constantly gossip, cancel plans, or don't follow through on commitments. Never committed totally. Show inconsistence or fake behavior in business, whatever environment they find themselves in. They're not acting their normal self. Kind of like a fair weather. Amen?
Yeah.
See, when things are easy, then the fair weather friend is on board and attentive to you. The Bible shows them, yea, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, had lifted up his heel against me. And by the way, that was fulfilled. Remember Judas? That's who Jesus is talking about. And then you can contrast that with a rainy day friend. When you got one, you got one. Proverbs 27:6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. A friend that will tell you the truth. If they find out you're in repent, walk away from it, or I can't be with you anymore. That's a rainy day friend. That's the one who loves you. Somebody who compromises and goes along with you or keeps quiet when they know that you're living in something that's destroying somebody else or yourself. A true rainy day friend. Oh, by the way, that was fulfilled, by the way, when Jesus was arrested in the garden. Remember when Judas went up and kissed him? A true friend is a rainy day friend, the one who listens to us when life is difficult and remain faithful in friendship and relationships when the rest of the world turns to the hidden. 2 Corinthians 4:2. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God, deceit selves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. See, Paul here encourages believers to renounce hidden or deceptive ways to match the gospel. He's warning at that point. Don't ever adulterate the word of God. Don't ever do that. When you adulterate the gospel, when you try to pull the gospel to justify any sin in your life that's contrary to the gospel, it's done all in craftiness, trying to manipulate the word of God to fit something your lifestyle, thinking, oh, God's okay with me. The Bible said he loves me. You can take the word of God and fit anything you want, deceptively too. But you better be honest with yourself. Sin. Don't ever adulterate it. So how can we identify hidden people, and how can we do that? Inconsistency in their words and their actions. I experienced that a couple of years with straight lace all the way. That came before several people that he claimed to be a Christian, and me, which I'd been at ministries with him. And he said something that was very inconsistent with his lifestyle before that crowd. And I was shocked. And even the people who knew him were shocked that it weren't Christians. Inconsistency in their words and their actions. Something changed in them, and it affected their actions and their speech. Evasiveness. Or defensiveness when questioned. When you question somebody, real happy with you. Unwillingness to be transparent or open. They don't want to share that. Manipulative or controlling behavior. Again, ruling with anger. Don't ever be intimidated by that type of person. In reality, that type of person's a coward. Don't ever do that. Don't control your family or anybody else by a flare-up of anger. It's not right. It's a hidden people in our lives. What we can do to protect ourselves, and here are some steps. Set boundaries and communicate openly. Don't be intimidated by them. Tell them the truth. Don't be intimidated by them. Surround yourself with trustworthy people, proven character. Know who you're being friends with. Trust your instincts and don't ignore red flags. It says something's not quite right with this person. Persons. trust you. My wife always told me that, told her, our daughter that growing up too. She said, I don't like that person there. There's a reason why sometimes. That's why I don't beat the little dude. Be cautious of those who are overly charming or flattering. The Bible warns against flattery. Proverbs 29:5, a man that flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. Proverbs 26:28, a lying tongue. When you lie to somebody, it's like hating them. And a flattering mouth works ruin. His neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. Isn't God wise?
Yes.
That's his holy word that he puts all these out our life and protect us as well as help us to live a holy life. Compliments, when sincere, can uplift and encourage others. It's good to compliment a person doing kind things. It's good to compliment them. There's nothing wrong. But when it's for an ulterior motive, and you're flattering somebody, an agenda, God said, don't do that. However, when we offer flattery without a genuine heart, it can lead to disillusionment. A double heart, by the way, symbolizes duplicity and insincerity, which complicates our lives and our relationships, causing conflict. Be genuine. If you compliment somebody, really mean it. Hidden people are everywhere, even in the closest circles, as I've said before. By being aware of the signs and the flags and being led astray ourselves. There's Christians who have been led astray by other Christians, by other people that are living in. An uncle, an aunt, cousins, friends, co-workers, church acquaintances, dangerous world. And we're to be aware, we're to be discerning in the world we're living right now, because it's happening. There's many sitting in churches across this country that accept homosexual God, but now accept it. Because the person many times okaying it is living in it. And don't be afraid to set boundaries or distance yourself from those who may be hiding secrets or agendas. Amen. Matthew 7:15 says, beware of false prophets, raving wolves. That's not just talking about within the church realm. There's raving wolves out there. They're looking to get something because they're evil. And they'll pull anybody they can into it. And we're living in those times, people. These verses warn us to be cautious of people who appear to be genuine but have ulterior motives. Always seemingly having all these so-called prophets and apostles, and they've got this new revelation. They've got this new message nobody's ever heard before. Beware. All here.
Yes.
They have nothing new to tell you other than manipulate the word of God to fit something they're trying to deceive. Beware. People really believe you, but they do. Multitudes are following. There's not that many prophets today. Everything's in the book. And there's enough gullible people giving their money, their homes, their cars, their life to some preacher, some false prophet. You still glad you come to church today?
Oh, yeah.
But this verse, always seemingly having a new revelation. 2 Corinthians 11, 13-15, for such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles, born into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Is coming to this world, whether their lives, our lives, whatever. The verse highlights that even Satan disguises himself as good, and his followers may. We can see and read about all the corruption in the name of religion today, can't we? It's all over the news. It's all over Facebook. And that's why even the world looks at us and laughs to the world. And it needs to be repented. Jesus is pulling people out of hidden secrets by his Holy Spirit. He's revealing, and you're going to see it. You don't want to be one that's got something in your heart, do you? Now, that doesn't mean we go around and blab everything. There's certain things that God works in certain blood. And it stops right there. But if there's a rebellious Jezebel spirit, somebody who is trying to destroy. John 2:24-25, but Jesus did not commit himself unto them, meaning men, because he knew all men. Jesus knows all men, still knows. He should testify of man, for he knew what was in man, of every one of us, and every one of our hearts are desperately wicked. Yeah. Whether you think you're a good person, everything. Yeah. And Jesus says, and who can know it? He does. That's why he says he knew what was in man. The verse shows Jesus' discernment and his awareness of people's true intentions. It reflects biblical perspective and emphasizes placing trust in God reliable. We can trust somebody sometime, and maybe a year down the road, something's changed in their life, and all of a sudden, it's not the same person anymore, and you put all your trust in them? Friends and people we can trust and family members, but don't put all your trust in them. Did you know that family members can turn on you? Pray they never do. But then, Psalms 118:8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Never, never. He's always honest with us. He'll tell us the bad things and the good things as he's done throughout Scripture. He shows us all, he hangs them all out and lets us see what happens. 1 John 4:1 says, beloved, believe not every, as many false prophets are gone out into the world. Many. There's many of them. This verse encourages us to test people's words and actions to determine. It emphasizes the importance of discernment, awareness, and caution when dealing with people who may be hiding secrets or agendas. You don't know. You're right. That's what we pray for. Pray for neighbors. Pray for co-workers. Pray for your fellow students in colleges and schools. And even when we think we know a lot about them, there's hidden secrets that God's going to reveal. By being aware of these biblical warnings, we can abuse and manipulation. The Bible also warns against the dangers of pride and self-exaltation, which are Psalms 44 says, blessed is the man that makes the Lord his trust. Uh-oh. Bless. Happy. Yeah. Happy. In the midst of whatever, if you trust Jesus. Yeah. What's going on in your life right now? Blessed is the man who puts his trust in the Lord. He's going to get you through, man who puts his trust in the Lord, even if it's not a fun time in your life. And a difficult, challenging one. You'll be blessed. You'll be happy that you'll continue to trust the Lord. Vex not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. That's what a narcissistic person does. They're prideful and they're liars many times. This verse highlights the consequences of narcissistic tendencies, where an inflated sense of self-importance can lead to a downfall. That's why God, be a humble Christian. Be humble. Don't think you're somebody. Don't think you're better than anybody, because you're not. I'm not. Nobody is. Narcissistic persons. Yep. Bunch of idiots. When you get to that point, you're in trouble. God says, I resist. That verse, Psalms 44, blesses the man who makes the Lord, is of narcissistic tendencies, where an inflated sense of self-importance, it can lead to your downfall. Fall. Narcissists often operate in falsehoods and lies. The Bible condemns such behavior, emphasizing the importance of truth and integrity. Ephesians 4:15. You notice I'm sure that does the work. Yes. My in-between stuff is in-between stuff, but God's word is the important part. Yes. That's why I say, why do you give so many scriptures? Because I give God's word. That's what's important. I can talk nice stories all day long and use a beautiful scripture and make you fall asleep. But I hope I'm yelling a little enough just to keep you awake. 4:15 exhorts believers, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him all things, which is the head, even Christ. Be truthful. Proverbs to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. God loves it when you and I tell the truth. Yes. Even when it hurts.
Yes.
The verse reminds us of honor. Very precious, because he's holy. There's no such thing as a fib. It's a lie.
Right.
Fib. And it's not white. Color has nothing to do with a lie. Proverbs 26, 24, 25. Lips and layeth up deceit within him. When he speaks fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Whew. This verse advises us to be wary of people who speak kindly but harbor deceit in their hearts. They're looking at you and telling you one thing, but inside their motive is totally that. But you know, I learned by some of those, even since becoming a pastor in a church, how to deal with that. If I find out to this pulpit or congregation, because they lied. That's what people do. We need to be aware of that. For whatever purpose, maybe jealousy, I don't know. Weird people are in there. But the passage here in Proverbs, the heart can be hidden behind seemingly a kind, nice words. I've been in situations like that. People, things were kindly said and it's loose. Because the person had an alternative motive, a secret hidden motive. Teaching us to evaluate the intentions behind deceive everyone, his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. It wears us out. It erodes relationships. Choose truth over falsehoods. Psalm's house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Who said that? God did. That's why we need to read the Word. God brings all these things that seem negative, but they're not negative. It's our Heavenly Father caring and loving us so much that He warns us about the things that will trip us up and put us in hell. So He tells us right here, for heaven. All liars, not just some of them, not the fibbers and the little white liars, they're example. No, it says all liars will not enter the kingdom. Puts the fear of God in us.
Yes.
And Jesus said, oh, if my people would only fear me. God said that back in Deuteronomy. The world today, they no longer fear God. That's why they're doing what they're doing. That's why churches are doing what they're doing. The fear of God is gone. But they're full of truth and honesty and purity. And it's all in the book, and He warns. God desires scent of deceptive, hidden evil and lies. Maintain a home built on trust and integrity, whether in the home, the job, or in school, or the church, by God and how we live our life. Destruction and downfall, Proverbs 10:18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, he that uttereth a slander is a fool. That's what God says. He that hideth hatred in the heart is a fool with lying lips. Foolishness. It cautions us against the dangers of concealing true feelings behind false words. Be honest with someone. The Bible says if you have aught, go and hate it. Don't let it turn into hatred, bitterness. Do what God does. God's way is so much better. I'm still learning that.
Yes.
I'm still learning it. Do it God's way and you'll come out on a happy end. You'll be blessed as the man who puts his trust in the Lord. The deception of evil, almost in a world where truth is often distorted. Some individuals embrace falsehoods and deceit others. And man, we see that all over the news today and in churches. Evil deception and encourage us to seek God's truth. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all deceivingness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall say all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Not in that hour, people. To be real frank and honest with you, we're in that last minute of time.
Yes.
That's where we're at.
Yes.
That's why I keep preaching the way I preach. The world is wrapping up. Donald Trump, again, whether you like him or hate him, peacemaker. We're hearing peace, peace, peace. And God says that'll be a time when they'll say peace, peace, destruction. The world is where God wants it to be. Proverbs 14:8, the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the false witness shall be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Boy, God is so honest with us, isn't he?
Yes.
Reminder that deceit has consequences and cannot avoid accountability for our actions. So in conclusion, Amy learned from last week. Nick Rad. The Bible warns us about the dangers of evil deception. May we discern lies and hidden agendas by embracing the truth of God's word, living according to the wisdom of his word. On people that are hiding amongst us, bringing it out into the light of God's word. Distinguish between truth and falsehoods, right and wrong, and to make wise judgments based on spiritual insight. Ask the Holy Spirit for discernment that will have moral and spiritual challenges in your life. But it's so important, people, that we're in the time that we're living right now, that we're aware of our surroundings. We're in danger. Think everybody that we come across has got problems. That's not the case. But there are serious people that are destroying other people's lives. This is getting darker. There's our young children that are being abused sexually by people you never thought would abuse. If you know of anybody, let's expose them. Helpless, innocent people who can't defend them. And if anybody supports them and doesn't challenge them to get their children away from it, who's ever involved? It can be anybody. It can be a doctor. We just need to be aware. But if children are being abused and you know it, let's expose them. Bad. Let's all stand, please. You know, I want to say this again. I just want to make an invitation. If you've never received Christ, this is your opportunity to do it. If you've never accepted him, you say, well, I am a Christian. No, Jesus said all have sinned. That means all of us. We're no better than anybody else. But Jesus said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There are none righteous. No, not one. And your future is eternal separation from a loving God. And if you're in here this morning, with every eye closed and head bowed, just for reverence. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to be an evil person anymore. I don't want sin in my exposed. Just raise up your hand and say, Pastor, I want to get right with Jesus right now. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not in here that are truly born again. I've done that. We've raised our hands. Is there anyone? Just in case. Is there any people? I've held on to things that I shouldn't. In my life, I've said things I shouldn't. I'm speaking things I maybe shouldn't be doing. And maybe I'm doing this or that. I need to repent of it. Just raise up your hand. I get that way just driving down 694 with my attitude. I've got things. Come on, the Holy Spirit's reading hearts right now, and some are holding back because you're more concerned about the person next to you than the Lord. And God said to come up here and tell me anything. I just want us to come before God and be honest so that we're a congregation and those watching by social media can say, Lord, I don't want anything hiding in my heart to you or harm to anyone. Heavenly Father, you see these hands raised up today. Honest people, the honest ones. Your Holy Spirit to deal in the hearts of your people, those that are professing your name that belong to you. You want us to be holy people, and you're saying repent. You're doing anything that would harm someone else, anything that would lead others astray. Lord, we stand before you right now with our hand raised up and say, God, forgive me. Away from anything that would harm others, myself, and dishonor you. Help me right now, Lord. by the power of your Holy Spirit that was shed on Calvary's cross. Help me, Lord, to be a man, to be the woman, to be the young person that I need to be to honor you in the days ahead. Your people are going to shine brighter, those that are truth tellers. And those that are hiding sin, and you do not desire that, Lord. You want to forgive them. You want to help them. You want to help me to be the person you're coming soon, Lord. Help us to be prepared in our hearts. And we thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. Heavenly Father, now I ask that you touch each home here today, those watching by social media, Lord, touch their homes, Lord, not in crossfire, not in me, not in anybody, but your word, Father. Help us to be faithful to your word in the days ahead. Put our trust in you. Touch each home. Continue to do a work in lives, Father. Bring conviction where conviction's needed. There's so many joyless Christians right now. There's so many that are despondent, depressed, oppressed. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit call back those in the churches. Yes. Wherever their church is, call them back into the churches, Lord. Multitudes have left churches before Jesus comes back. Those that need salvation, bring them in the Crossfire Assembly. Those that need discipleship, Lord, bring them in the Crossfire Assembly. Love one another. And we thank you and we praise you. Meet every need, Father, financially, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. Tell us in Matthew 6:33 that you're about our business. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all anybody in this congregation of any deep need, but they haven't been truthful, they haven't been committed, they haven't been faithful, and they're struggling. Help us and just say, Lord, here I am. And once we do that, Lord, supernatural things begin to happen. Things come together. Things seem like dishwashers quit breaking down. I'm not talking about the humankind. But Lord, help us to be faithful to you. Lord, for never forsaking us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray it. And everybody said, amen. Look at somebody on the way out. Have some, and just be kind to them. And tell them, just tell them you love Jesus.
Song we could ever see, praise we could ever breathe, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever breathe, breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the only one who could ever save, worthy of every breath. Holy, holy, there is no one like you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and those around me. Ever breathe.